Well, good morning, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Portland Expo Center for the third annual Cannabis Collaborative Conference. I'm sitting here with the organizer, producer, and head honcho of all of this. It's Mary Lou Burton. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing really good. It could be warmer in here, but it's
actually,
pretty nice.
I prefer, though, that it's raining because people will want to come to the conference.
There you go. Got nothing better to do.
No snow, though.
No snow. We'll just keep it as rain. An amazing conference you got planned here. We were just in the lobby as George Zimmer comes walking
isn't
by.
Isn't that amazing?
I love the way he looks
isn't
and it shows.
And I guarantee it.
You guarantee
and
it?
His new tagline is, you're going to like the way you feel.
I like that. That's very good. So what's George involved in and what's his role here at the conference?
So he decided to come and be the keynote. I think what's really incredible about him, he helped to fund the legalization in California.
Right, Prop 64.
So been a very big advocate for the industry. What I love is he's mainstream and he's very successful. And basically he, in an interview with CNBC, said that if cannabis affected his life, you know, you'd never know it because he's been very successful.
Right. There's been that article that's got a lot of traction about him mentioning his 50-year love affair with cannabis.
Exactly. And he was actually fired from his own company for smoking cannabis, which, you know, these are the things that have to go away because, you know, it helps to rest people. With me, I'm very ADD and hard to sleep at night. I can't shut my brain off.
Yeah, me too.
And I was hooked on Ambien, and that is a terrible drug. And every doctor kept prescribing me something new. So when I started doing some CBD at night, I have the best sleep I've ever had. Mm. And that's how I can accomplish a conference like this.
Yeah.
We have 80 speakers.
Wow.
We have doctors coming in, scientists from OHSU, Brown, and Harvard, sharing some of their first studies. We have the lineup is incredible. There'll be over 30 hours of video if people can't come to the conference that they can purchase at a later time. But basically, one day is $149. I was telling you earlier about our pitch portal.
Yes, yes.
With the lack of banking. And kind of seeing what people are struggling with. These people have worked so hard and have really, the ones that have laid the groundwork for all of us. On one side, I've got all these people coming to me going, I have money to put in the industry. And I'm like, well, it's a hard industry. You better hook up with somebody that knows what they're doing. I said, I have seen people trying to get into this industry, and if they don't work with a grower that has been doing this for years... Sorry.
Sorry.
But that have been doing this for years, then they will fail. So what I'm doing is trying to take the people that want to invest, but they have no idea how to invest, taking them... Sorry about that. Busy show here. Busy show. So we're taking the people that want to get into the industry. We have a pitch portal set up on our website and on our app. And people that need funding, need help, have new technology, they can go into my pitch portal for free. And then they're making appointments. The investors, we have over 10 investors that will be meeting with people in the lounge. So the banking, you know, they can't figure it out. So little small show like ours is figuring it out. And we've got people coming in from all over the world. Oregon is the hub of the cannabis. We've learned from what Washington and Colorado did. And so we're trying to basically make this a place where it's literally cannabis 101, 102, and 103. I've got James Knox from Savant doing an A to Z how to set up a commercial grow from greenhouse to the seeds. Mm-hmm. It's just the businesses that are in this industry and the amount of jobs that it's created. It's just been incredible, and the people are so fun. Maybe because they're smoking a little
bit. Maybe they're just laid back.
Exactly. I think the world needs to smoke a little bit more.
Oh, especially with the news these days. Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, people listening to this now, they've missed day one, and we'll play a little of George Zimmer coming up in a little bit, but this is a two-day event. So
two-day event.
Coming
so tomorrow is action-packed as well. Yeah. We've got Steve Marks on stage. Steve Marks from OLCC.
OLCC.
And Senator Blumenhauer.
My representative.
Actually called us 2 days ago and said that he's sending a video with a special message from D.C.
Oh,
some exciting news that's coming out of there, because this industry is not going anywhere.
Very good.
Over $60 million in tax dollars in the last report.
Yes, for
and
Oregon.
I just heard that it exceeded wine sales.
Oh, we're beating wine in Oregon now.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Isn't that amazing? And the cool part is, big industry will be coming, and what my the importance of this show is about becoming strong. So you can either be ready to be purchased by a Philip Morris or become a craft grower, just like our beer and wine. So there's a lot of options, but people have to become strong and be ready for that. So that's what this conference is about, just helping people with all navigating all the rules and regs. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, OLCC will be here, Oregon Department of Revenue, Oregon Department of Agriculture, Energy Trust, OHA, so that they can answer questions for 2 days. That is worth the price of admission right there.
Absolutely. So in addition to the focus on the industry and the regulatory side that you just mentioned, we were talking about the medical side of this as well and how this is becoming better known in the mainstream. And, and one of the stats I always like to bring up that blows people away is that in 2002, we had three teenagers who smoked pot regularly compared to two people over 50 who used cannabis on a regular basis.
Yes.
Now it's six of those seniors and the same three teenagers. So the teen use hasn't gone up, but the senior use has tripled.
Actually, I've heard teenage has gone down.
Yeah, even just a slight bit.
Gone down. Because it's not cool anymore because their parents are smoking.
it's like mom Chardonnay. Yeah. Nobody's having a party in the
Chardonnay.
And the
deal is, I think teenagers shouldn't be smoking. It slows them down. They don't need to be slowed down anymore. But as an adult, it helps to calm down and not be so hyperactive. I wish I would have done a little bit more while raising four kids. I think I wouldn't have been so intense.
One of my former interns and a good friend who's in the industry, a friend of mine named Calico Castile.
I love Calico.
You know Calico.
Great guy.
One of my favorite things he does is he gets himself on the Lars Larson radio show.
Yes.
This very conservative guy out here in Oregon. He also makes it on the national conservative scene. You were just recently on Lars' show.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about exposing his audience, which is generally an older audience, to medical cannabis.
Exactly. And Lars has an incredible reach, an incredible guy. I love how controversial he is. And so he had me on the show, and he started out saying he likes his whiskey and not the weed. And and I said, that's great. I go, but, and he basically was like, well, what are the medical? I don't understand this. It seems like an excuse.
Sure.
And I just kind of basically stated that Peggy, one of my sales reps, had fibromyalgia, and she was bedridden and now is running marathons. And then my 83-year-old neighbor, probably my favorite story, we put a patch, gave her a patch. She had back pain so bad she couldn't walk. Mm. She calls me the next day and she's like, listen, you need to come pick up my friends in a bus, take us to the pot store and then to the casino, because they just want to feel better.
Yeah.
My mom passed away 2 years ago, and the amount of oxycodone, just the fentanyl, that she barely could function, and really she was entitled to live her last 6 months with a clear mind and not be. And I ultimately feel that the drugs may have killed her sooner than it would have if she would have just been able to relieve the pain.
Yeah.
We had a doctor last year from Alaska who went to a convention. We met him on the plane, went to a medical convention in Vegas. Before talking to us, he had not even thought about cannabis. He went to a track for doctors, and he came out of it, and he left his practice. And he now is treating geriatrics patients with cannabis. Mm. Left his practice. And something he said that I thought was incredible, he said that the amount of pharmaceuticals that we are giving people are masking the real symptoms.
Sure.
So people aren't getting better.
Right.
And I thought, I mean, that's an eye-opener. And Russ, I'm Catholic. I have four kids. And I always thought, oh, it's so bad. Mm-hmm. And when I looked up the history of it, it became illegal because of the DuPonts, because of big money. And we haven't really fully researched all the benefits of it. And it's just hearing the stories that I hear, I'm like, how can something so good be brainwashed that it's so bad?
When you learn things like the University of Virginia discovering in 1974 that THC had an apoptotic effect on cancer cells, caused them to self-suicide.
Yes.
And then not only did they quit that research, they tried to remove it from the history books. They tried to take it away from us.
And that is propaganda. Yeah. That is our government. And it's just, I mean, if you, in George Washington days, you were actually put in jail if you weren't raising a hemp crop.
There you go.
So my grandpa was a farmer, produce company, so I feel like I'm just taking after the family business. But, you know, when I first jumped into it, prior to it becoming legal, somebody approached me that was in the industry and said, you've got to basically take what you've been doing for 28 years for the hospitality industry and apply it to the cannabis industry. And somebody said to me yesterday, they're like, you've Microsofted the cannabis industry and made it very professional. So that's what I love. And when the media comes here, they're expecting to see dreadlocks and people smoking out. We don't have it,
right?
Because we want people to know the business end of it. They can do that at home. You know, and there's laws that it has to be kept privately. We don't want just random people just doing it everywhere, because that gives it a bad reputation. So bringing everybody together, working together, the ancillary. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got MRX Labs here, family-run business. They have built machines for the oils to take the flower and turn it into the oil. They are basically manufacturing all those machines in Canby, okay?
Yes.
And shipping them all over the world.
Yes.
So they're employing 30 to 40 people, and it's a family-run business. Mike Myers actually worked with my grandfather in the produce business.
Oh, wow.
So just seeing what it's doing for our economy, and then the tax dollars, what it will do for education and mental health, that is a very big, what, you know, the thing that's most incredible, Russ, I saw a Facebook post and somebody asked, how does this industry give back? There were 45 posts saying, I open up my doors and give to Grow for Vets. I open up my doors and I do compassionate care. I mean, everybody, even if they're not making money in this industry, has a way that they're giving back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just incredible.
Wow. Mary Lee Burton, this is the Cannabis Collaborative Conference. It's the third annual, taking place today and tomorrow. So you haven't missed it yet. There's still a whole day left. Tell folks the website and the costs and how they can get out.
Okay.
Here.
So the website is ccc-con.com. We also have a app that we, so you can download the app, which is CCC Space 3.0, and you can actually see all the speakers, all the sessions, everything that's going on here, the pitch portal,
yes,
which is amazing. So
this is the first time I've heard of something like that, and I cover a lot of these events.
It
so
is
that's awesome.
And we've had 4 to 5 shows that want us to implement it in their shows. So it's really bringing together investors and the industry, because people don't know how to get involved. We got to kind of have our own fixes for the banking. So the tickets for one day, $149, you will walk away with more information and knowledge than you would ever imagine. Even if you aren't part of the industry, it's just exciting to hear what everything that's going on in the industry. And then we will have videos at the end of all the seminars and speakers, which will be very exciting.
What's the time for people and parking or anything else that you
need? So we open, the keynote is at 10:30, but open at 9. We'll be open tomorrow till 5. So for the sessions and so forth, $149 for the one day pass. We do have to exhibit hall pass only, that if you don't want to see, that is $49.
Oh, okay.
Very affordable. And then parking, I think, is $8.
Yeah, it's $8.
Yeah,
to get in.
Yeah. So,
but if you're a Portland local, the Max Yellow Line comes right out here.
Yes.
So just go to one of those Max park and ride places,
yes,
park for free, and then just ride the Max.
And then
out
drive right in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. We're really, thank you for being here,
of
Russ.
Of course.
You've been a great supporter of this, and we couldn't do it alone. It's
of
all of us working together.
That's why collaborative is in the name.
Exactly. And there's really no other industry like this. It's really the way that business should be run.
I agree. Mary Lee Burton, thank you for putting this on, and good luck with today and the rest of tomorrow.
Thank you.